Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's up? Ba-na. Hey, I've been back. I never left. Never. I'm not saying I'm better than you. I'm not saying I'm worse than you. I'm saying I never left. Never stayed home one day during the pandemic. Never. Ever. The big boss, Spack, said, stay home, man. Bring this equipment in your house. Jim Gracie said, stay home, man. It's safer there. You had cancer. PJ said, stay home, man. It's cool. I'm here. Why? Because I can be. Because I wanted to be. Because we make a difference. I ain't no better than anyone else. I'm not a hero. I'm not a saint. I'm just telling you, you work when you work. I got vaccinated. Folks are trickling back in. Time to get back to work, man. We ain't got no variant here, so you can't use the variant. Right? No variant cases here. We have done a hell of a job. Fitzgerald has done a hell of a job. Wolf, whether you want to hear it or not, has done a hell of a job getting folks vaccinated. UPMC done a hell of a job. Go back to work, man. Go back to work. Quit fighting the boss. Quit calling a lawyer. Go back to work, man. Go back to work. Come on. Get back on the J-O-B. And if you don't have a job, get a job. Come on, man. How hard is it? I get so annoyed. COVID lazy. Kind of set me off yesterday. I started getting emails from county employees. And if there was a sound effect, if there was a tone to those emails, they would have sounded like this. Listen. Whining. Yeah, okay. Get back to work. County employees hacked off because they have to go back to work. Come on, man. Come on. Man. I had to grab Rich Fitzgerald. I think what they're doing is the right thing. Get back on the job, man. It's go time. If you're worried about COVID, get a damn vaccine. They're free. Come on. County Executive Rich Fitzgerald, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. And it is interesting because the memo that the county manager sent to the various directors was basically, look, it's been 3 months since you've been able to get a vaccine. This temporary remote work policy that was been in place since March of last year, almost a year and a half now, was quote-unquote temporary. And by the way, the vast majority of our county employees have been coming in every day, over 80%.
That's true.
Because you can't be a 911 operator. You can't, you know, pave a road. You can't work in the canes or the jail or be a county police officer remotely. So those folks have all been coming in. It's a very small percentage. And even those percentage were working what we would call hybrid, where they come in a few days a week and work at home. But what the manager basically said is we're going back to normal. If you've had a chance to have a vaccine since mid-April, almost 3 months now, everybody can be vaccinated. So you are right. It is time to get back to normal. And we see that in the weekend activities and the nighttime activities. Packed.
Come on, man.
I don't care if it's a restaurant or a music venue or you know, whatever it might be. People are, and it's great. It's great to see people get back to normal. 75% or so of our population has been vaccinated, and it is time to get back.
Hey, look, he's right about everything he just said. The vast majority of these folks have been back, but the whiners have been out. And I swear I got these nasty emails. They're angry at you. You're a jerk. The county manager's a jerk. The county sucks. That they can't get daycare. What is your response to folks who are literally freaking out because they only have 2 weeks to find daycare for their kids? Haven't they had a year, sir, to put together a plan?
It's been a temporary thing for a year and a half. And we everybody knew this day was coming. It's just when was it going to come based on vaccine rates and that type of thing and what type of work you're doing. But again, you always have a few. And it's interesting, you know, they send an email to the media.
Oh, yeah.
It always seems to go that way.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, trying to spin it a certain way. But again, we've been very flexible. The manager and the various directors have been very flexible to get the most for the taxpayers out of the work that our folks do. And that'll continue to be the case. But I don't want anybody to think that these few folks who are complaining really represent the vast majority of dedicated county workers.
I agree again. Hey, do they have to be vaccinated, sir, to come back to work?
No.
No.
No, in certain instances that may be the case. I can't speak to each specific. But we've done a good job of our employees. I don't have the number in front of me, but of the percentage of folks who have taken up on it. And obviously, we talked about this before, $100, a vaccine bonus, if you will, or vaccine fee that you get to help encourage people. And it's been a pretty productive program. And, you know, look, back to the vaccine for a minute. I saw a statistic this morning.
Hold on. Can you take a break? Can you hang?
Yep.
All right, man.
Yep.
I gotta spend a couple more minutes with him, but we're running into the break. We've got a lot to get to with him. But at the end of the day, look, if you're telling me after a year and a half you don't have a plan to get back to work, that's on you, not Rich Fitzgerald. Sorry. Here's the sound of the county employees who were all sending me emails yesterday about they have to go back to work. Listen. Come on. You want some cheese with that wine? Look, man, the players play. Come on, man. Go back to work. About 8,000 county employees. About 80% have been back on the job. But the 20%, the outliers, are screaming and yelling. Come on, man. Come on. Lady screaming at me that I don't have a clue because she can't find daycare. Ma'am, with all due respect, and I did say this with all due respect, you've had a year and a half. Come on. County Executive Rich Fitzgerald joining me. This notion that you just dumped this on them, that now they have to be back on July 27th, is that fair for employees to say, Fitz?
No. First of all, I'm not asking people to do something that I haven't done for the last year and a half. County Manager Willie McCain comes in every day. Steve Pilarski, Deputy Manager. Jennifer Liptek, Amy Dowd. We've been in every single day since last March. You know, wearing your masks for the vast time of that. I've just recently been able to take those off. But we serve the public, and there's some ways you can serve the public from remote work, and that's fine. And each department director will, you know, evaluate that. But for the most part, we're in the people service business, whether you're a social worker, whether you're paving a road, whether you're maintaining the parks, answering 911 calls. These are jobs in which you really have to be on site. And the other thing that I've seen in talking to people in the private sector and in the nonprofit sector, while you can get a lot of work done at home, sometimes without interruptions, but you don't have that interaction with your coworkers that really make the workplace even more productive by sharing ideas and bouncing, you know, things off of each other. So that's something I think a lot of organizations are missing or getting back at. But back to the other point.
Yes.
You know, vaccines, vaccine, vaccine, vaccine. We've done a good job. You mentioned that.
Hell of a job.
The state has done a good job. And you're watching what's happening in other states. The death rate is now ticking up. I saw yesterday 800 people nationally died. That's a number I never thought I would see again when we were going down to 200 and 150 a day. Because there's this vaccine hesitancy out there, this vaccine denial that is, unfortunately for us, it doesn't seem to be as prevalent here in Allegheny County. But we are watching the numbers, and it is something we want to make sure that these variants don't spread and that the unvaccinated people don't succumb to this deadly disease.
look, man, we got to get it done. And they got to get it done in other states. It's bizarro world to me that Mississippi has one-third of its population vaccinated. Now they got kids in ICU. It's just flat-out ignorant by definition. Get a grip, man. It's absolute ridiculous ignorance. However, comma, that's their issue. We've done a hell of a job here, and it's time for your employees to get back to work. What do you tell these people that are now telling you you need to get them daycare? What do you say to them, Fitz?
Well, first of all, they don't say it to me. I guess they say it to you.
Yep.
And maybe they say it to the manager. But again, we do this on a case-by-case basis. And we're like any other employer. We want to be flexible. We want to be helpful. But at the end of the day, we have to figure it out on our own. I had to figure it out, you know, when my kids were growing up. I'm sure you and Christine have to figure out, you know, how you juggle all those things with kids. And again, we're there to serve the public. And I think, again, the vast majority of our employees have really done a fantastic job. And I'll point to the health department, you know, with testing and vaccine distribution and all the things that we've done there. So that's work that needs to be done, and we're going to continue to do that work. And again, the county manager is not asking people to do something that he's not asking of himself and his people in his office.
Thanks, Fitch. Appreciate your honesty, man. Talk to you.
All right, Marty. I'll talk to you later.
He's been at the office every day. Every day. Hate to break the bad news. Mike, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, how you doing, Marty?
Good, man.
Hey, listen, I'm a county employee. I'm on the Parks Public Works side of the thing that Fitz mentioned. So, first, we've been to work every day. We never got a break. We never got off.
Nice.
That's our job. The city got off. They went to skeleton crews.
They did.
The states went to skeleton crews. But we never did. And that's fine. No big deal.
Right, mate.
But the problem is, though, is that you got these people getting paid to go downtown and work from home, and they're supposed to be working downtown, and they're getting their full salary, and they're crying about coming back to work.
I get it.
I have a two-year-old son. I have a two-year-old son. When childcare closed, I figured out how to get my son watched, and I went to work every day. I didn't have an option.
Right on, man. So Mike speaks for thousands and nailed it. I couldn't have written a better script. Mike, you've been on the job every damn day, and you have a two-year-old at home, and you didn't complain.
No, I couldn't complain, Marty, because my son depends on me going to work every day.
There you go.
So my thing is I called everyone I know. I got someone to watch my son. I paid them by an hour. There's people off, people that are laid off or can't find work. I got someone to watch my son, and I paid them. That's what you do. You don't say, hey, Rich Fitzgerald, since he's my boss also, hey, Rich, give me daycare. Who the hell, who says that? Who says these things? I mean,
they're woke, man. They're woke.
I don't understand.
I don't understand. Man. I'm with you,
why
brother.
People believe it's acceptable to cry about coming back to work. You know what I mean? You've been off from vacation for almost over a year now.
Right on. And getting paid for it. And Mike's been on the job and crushing it. That's the best call I've had in a year. Mike's like, hey, man, I've been back at work. I have a two-year-old. I had to get daycare, and so do you. Quit whining, man. Find daycare. Get back on the job. Come on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.